Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME. That will be done in parts. It is on Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, D-Domenico, D-I-D-O-M-E-N-I-C-O. Deborah D-Domenico is a 68-year-old woman who reports on 3-3-18. She noticed the onset of cramps in her calf. She saw orthopedics who did x-rays. Appeared at some point she noticed a painful lump in the whole left trapezius and supraclavicular area, for which x-rays were also negative. Appeared she understands her final diagnosis to be multiple strokes, for which she did go to the emergency room on 3-3-18. Appeared she believes the body parts affected were her head, as well as difficulty walking. Period. She did not have surgery for any of these conditions. Period. She does see several specialists. Period. She provided us with a list of her physicians and medications that will be included. Period. She states in February 2018 is when she noticed the lump above her left collarbone. Appeared she underwent x-rays that were read as normal. Appeared she later was diagnosed with non-small cell cancer, stage 3B. Appeared this was treated with chemotherapy, comma, radiation, comma, immunotherapy, comma, and pulse electrical field. Period. New paragraph for work history. She indicated that prior to her 1986 to 2019 span of employment, there was full smoking within the casino. Appeared in 2016. Smoking was only allowed in the rooms. Period. Later, this was confined to 25% of the space in the casino. Period. She relates she did rotate positions between slots and table games during her job. Period. Go back to history of accident at the end. She elaborates that she later noted the sudden onset of weakness in her right upper extremity with difficult speech and aphasia, for which she went to the emergency room. Appeared her speech and arm strength returned. Appeared she was admitted to the ICU and sought neurology and cardiology. Appeared after discharge, she went to the emergency room on other occasions. Appeared she had a biopsy in Philadelphia Hospital. Appeared on 4-13-18, she was given a diagnosis of her cancer. Appeared on 4-28-18, she had her second cerebrovascular accident. Appeared in March 2023, she had pulse electrical field treatment via bronchoscopy on 8 occasions. Appeared she did have a CAT scan and a PET scan at the end of October 2023 and is still receiving treatment. Appeared, new paragraph. It is my understanding that the petitioner has filed an occupational exposure claim running from 2-1-15 through 4-15-19, asserting exposure to secondhand smoke caused pulmonary, parenthesis, adenocarcinoma, close parenthesis, comma, cerebrovascular accident, parenthesis, stroke, close parenthesis, comma, right hand injury, comma, right arm injury, comma, and psychiatric injury. Appeared she specifies the latter involved depression and anxiety. Appeared as per the medical records supplied, she underwent a chest x-ray on 6-22-15 due to wheezing and shortness of breath. Period. This was done at the referral of Dr. Fiorentino, F-I-O-R-E-N-T-I-N-O. Period. that was there was no acute pulmonary disease, where there was a lower thoracic spine compression deformity. Paired x-rays of the right foot were done that same day, given a history of pain. Paired they revealed mild osteoarthritis of the first metatarsal phalangeal joint. Freiberg's, F-R-E-I-B-E-R-G apostrophe S, infarction of the second metatarsal head, and a calcaneal spur. Period. An abdominal ultrasound was done on 4/3/17 and compared to a study of 7/20/09. Paired the history given for this study was that of abdominal pain. Paired it showed new small multiple gallstones but no sonographic evidence for acute cholecystitis. Paired she did have upper GI endoscopy on 3/18/16 by Dr. LJUBICH. Period. This found a normal esophagus with a few gastric polyps that were resected and retrieved. Period. There was erythematous mucosa in the antrum that was biopsied. Period. There was normal duodenal bulb in the second part of the duodenum. Period. She followed up on 4/20/17 when the doctor wrote she was doing well until 3/26/17 when she was leaving work and driving home. As she was driving through the garage, she experienced a mild epigastric tense fluttering sensation associated with pain that seemed to wrap around toward her back. She stopped the car and the acute sensation seemed to decrease, but she did feel very ill over the next day or two. She may have had associated shortness of breath, or as she called it, feeling like she, quote, hit a wall and had to walk slowly, period, end quote. She did see her cardiologist in Philadelphia, who performed a stress test and then told her it was not a cardiac issue. Period. Recent liver functions and CBC were unremarkable per 4/3/17 laboratory studies. Period. Amylase and lipase were also unremarkable, except for a minuscule increase in her amylase. Period. He offered an assessment of somatoform disorders, comma, diverticulosis of large intestine without perforation or abscess or bleeding, comma, gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis, comma, family history of malignant neoplasm of digestive organs, comma, and constipation. Period. With respect to family history, her sister had breast cancer, comma, her paternal grandfather had lung cancer, and paternal grandmother had gastric cancer. Period. She continued to be seen from a gastroenterologic perspective. Period. She was treated medically, including famotidine and omeprazole. Period. She was advised trying to avoid coffee altogether. Period. This will also help minimize her caloric intake from sugar and cream. Period. She is also to avoid fast food restaurants. Period. She followed up with Dr. Djobich on 1/16/18. When they discussed surgical consultation period. She had right upper quadrant pain, common nausea that was stable and improved, common epigastric pain that was stable and improved, period. She was given the names of several surgeons to consider, period. New paragraph. At the referral of Dr. Fiorentino, she underwent chest x-ray on 2/15/18, given a history of, quote, cough, period, end quote. This showed no acute pulmonary disease, period. She then was seen by a surgeon named Dr. C-H-O-J-N-A-C-K-I on 2/20/18, period. She noted the petitioner was being referred for biliary disease and epigastric pain, period. Her diagnostic impressions were not incorporated since the report is cut off early. Paired repeat chest x-rays were done on 3/3/18 and compared to another portable study dated 7/26/06. Paired, it revealed decreased lung markings in the upper lobes, could suggest emphysematous changes. Paired correlation with exam was advised. Paired, there were no acute abnormalities seen. Period. A CAT scan, angiogram of the head and neck, as well as T of cerebral perfusion analysis was done on 3/3/18, whose results will be inserted here. Period. And underline this includes the discovery of a mass-like opacity within the medial aspect of the right upper lobe of the lungs. There were also calcified mediastinal lymph nodes, period. CT of the head was done on 3/4/18, and showed no acute intracranial pathology, period. It was compared to a study done the previous day, period. Chest x-ray was repeated on 3/5/18 and showed no acute pulmonary disease. There were oligemic, O-L-I-G-E-M-I-C, changes most notably in the right upper lobe, likely representing emphysema, period. And under this, it appears these studies were done during a hospitalization. On 3/6/18, she had CT of the chest with contrast. Given a history of, quote, right upper lobe lesion has been noted on CTA examination of the neck on 3/3/18. Period. End quote. The impressions will be inserted here from that study. Period. She had an echocardiogram on 3/6/18, period. A discharge summary was written on 3/7/18, period. Noted amongst other details, her admitting diagnoses were former cigarette smoker, comma, hypertension, comma, massive upper lobe of the right lung, comma, stroke, comma, and transient ischemic attack, period. Her final diagnoses were the same except for possible stroke. And a separate diagnosis of stroke and transient ischemic attack. Period. The admission history was at around 9 a.m. that morning. She noted her right hand was unable to hold her glass of iced tea and she dropped it out of her hand. Apparently she also had associated decreased hearing prior to onset. Period. She also noted expressive aphasia and right facial droop. Period. The patient's neighbor found her and called EMS, and she was brought to the emergency room. Period. She underwent the aforementioned diagnostic workup and had specialist consultations, including neurosurgery. Period. She was advised to have a PET scan after discharge. Period. On 3/10/18, she was seen by an ophthalmologist named Dr. Diener, D-E-A-N-E-R. Period. She had acute chronic worsening of flashes and floaters in the right eye for 1 week. In the setting of status post TPA administration 1 week ago, comma, recent CVA, comma, hypertension, comma, and family history of HLD in capitals, period. She was on various medications and underwent a thorough evaluation, period. New paragraph on 3/16/18. She was seen by a pulmonologist named Dr. K-I-N-N-I-R-Y. Period. This was due to her abnormal lung mass. Period. Recently, she suffered from an acute stroke. She underwent therapy with thrombolytics, period. She had transesophageal echocardiogram and a CAT scan of the chest, both of which revealed mediastinal adenopathy. Period. Prior to her stroke, Deborah noted fullness and pain in her left supraclavicular fossa. Period. She thought she pulled a muscle while moving furniture. Period. She noted swelling and a lump in the area, as well as some mild pain. Apparently, she was a remote smoker, having quit many years ago. Apparently, she does have, quote, significant secondhand smoke exposure in her employment at the casinos. Period, end quote. She also has a grandfather and a cousin who have had lung cancers. Apparently, she denies other family history of lung disease. Period, she had shortness of breath over the last several months, as well as after walking up one flight of stairs. Period. This was also occurring with brisk walking while at work. Period. Dr. Canary referred her for a PET scan and pulmonary function testing. Period. She also would need tissue diagnosis imminently and was suggested that the left supraclavicular node would be the easiest starting point. Period. On 3/18/18, she was seen by nurse practitioner DeFamio, D-E, capital F-A-M-I-O, for a neurology consultation, period. Her history was documented, as were her numerous medications. Period. She was neurologically cleared for discharge on 3/19/18. Period. Her MRI was negative for acute findings. Period. She was going to be switched to Plavix/aspirin 81 milligrams. for her discharge diagnosis of cerebral vascular accident. Period. And underline this, she had a CAT scan of the head on 3/8/18. Whose report we might have already included. Period. If not, insert the following as no acute intracranial hemorrhage or midline shift. Period. There was stable old left basal ganglial lacunar infarction. Period. On 3/18/18, she had a 1-view portable chest x-ray for a history of right upper lung mass, complaining of pins and needles sensation to the right arm that morning. Period. It was suspicious for right upper lobe mass obscured by the overlapping ribs and clavicle. Period. She had a CAT scan of the head on 3/18/18. That revealed no acute intracranial hemorrhage, comma, midline shift, comma, or mass effect. Period. MRI of the brain was done on 3/18/18 and gave impressions to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph on 3/18/18. She was seen by Dr. Kinnery, who wrote correspondence. Period. He gave a similar history to that previously documented. Period. He reviewed report and images of CAT scan of the head and neck as well as of the thorax. Period. There's a 2x4 centimeter left supraclavicular node with punctate calcifications present. There was also mediastinal adenopathy, including a large precarinal, P-R-E-C-A-R-I-N-A-L, node with calcification and a right upper lobe nodule. There were also areas of hypoattenuations in the liver. He wrote radiographic findings coupled with the recent stroke, comma, past family history of lung cancer, comma, and extensive secondhand smoke was concerning for possible advanced stage lung cancer. Given the nodal calcification, however, they would consider differential diagnosis more broadly to include possible sarcoidosis and infectious etiologies. Period. In addition, based upon her exam and dyspnea, he was suspicious that she also has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Period. She was referred for the aforementioned PET scan and pulmonary function testing. Period. He was seen on 3/18/18 by Dr. Salvatore, S-A-L-V-A-T-O-R-E. That seems to have been at a hospital, but is not distinctly an emergency room note. Period. He referenced the results of various diagnostic studies whose results will be inserted as marked. Period. And I'm going to take a break here and then pick up later on. So for now, that will be the